Yo, yo, yo.
What up, what up?
Good people. We are back. Hip Hop Roundtable. Back with another episode after the last one that was just posted, our battle rap episode, which I really enjoyed recording.
Oh, man.
It
was great, man.
So we back here, man.
Shout out to Dave for stepping in and showing out.
You know, Dave, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Gave us some great content. Here
probably,
in the building.
Probably made a convert of some people after that one. You know?
He might have. I mean, it was so many names I hadn't heard before. But we got Debbie Dev in the building.
The young cat. This might end after like three more.
Huh?
I said this might end after like three more, but I'm going to go by the young cat today.
Hey, you got to brand yourself, though. You know, get some t-shirts and all that. You know? And then we got Mr. Mylon Drake.
Yes, sir. In the building, representing that southern part of Berkeley right now.
There you go. He reps about five different places. He got Berkeley, Texas, Seattle, Oakland. I mean, I can't even keep up. Like, the sports teams he like. I mean, he is Miami.
I've never lived in Miami, but that's who I roll with. I grew up in Texas. I hate the Cowboys. I mean, I'm confused. Confused.
That I appreciate about you, though, because I was really happy that the Cowboys lost. That was nice.
Happy the Cowboys lost. Disappointed that Oregon couldn't help a brother out.
Oh,
that was such a crucial game.
And beat the team I hate. I have so much hate for Ohio State. And yeah. It just didn't work out.
You seen LeBron cheerleading on the sidelines?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, he was on the sidelines cheerleading.
This dude. I mean, I went to Michigan State, so it's definitely no love for Ohio.
My cousin didn't have a football team, so I'm just...
You say, oh, I know.
They didn't even have one, so...
I mean, it's supposed to be conference love for me, but it's not really. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Today... We about halfway through. Well, it'll be about halfway almost through once this is posted into January of the new year, 2015. So we just wanted to discuss what albums that are set to happen we're looking forward to, because I think, you know, at the end of the new year we mentioned who we were looking forward to, but it really wasn't anybody that said they were dropping the album. So we decided to get a little more realistic on this one. So we're going to kind of base this off of a couple websites that lists some albums. So being, we need promotion dollars. So yes, we'll let y'all know who that is. If they can figure out who this is.
Nobody's name.
Then
figure it out.
We can figure it out later. But yeah, so let's start there. Let's start with the young cat. Go through some of these albums, and we could just talk about it, discuss it. What's happening? Who are you looking forward to based off these lists?
I'm gonna just put it out there. We're gonna go with the most popular person first. Drake's Views from the Six.
What does that even mean?
The Six.
I tried to do the math. Like, he's from Toronto, so I don't know if the zip code is.
The Six is like
Torontoans.
I don't want to be wrong, but I'm thinking it's the area code. I think it's the area code.
Drake on Twitter, Mylon Drake on Facebook. Just help me understand. I don't understand.
He wants to know what the Six is. Dev, let him know what the Six is.
The Six is, and a lot of the people in his OVO music group say From the Six, because I don't want to get it wrong, but I'm guessing it's the area code, and it starts with a six. I think it's like 606 or something like that. So they say Views from the Six, or, you know, I'm the king of the Six, or, you know, back in the Six, or this is how it goes down in the Six. So it's like they repping their area by either area code, zip code. I forgot which one exactly, but that's what it is. They're just repping. I'm not sure if it's so much Toronto, but whatever portion in Canada, that's what it is. I recently found out like in November, so I'm not too far in front of you. as far as figuring out what it is. But yeah, views from the six. So he up there in Canada looking down at us like
as a non Drake. I mean, I guess the best word is this: I'm not a Drake fan. I'm not a Drake hater. There are people that I hate. artists that I hate on. Drake is not that dude. He's not the dude that I hate. You know,
right.
I'm just saying that he's not. He doesn't fall into that category. I did download Six God, the mixtape, and I liked it. I actually liked it. There's a couple of tracks on there that I was impressed by. There's something about him, and his, I don't know if it's his voice. I just don't find myself his voice. Just wanting to listen to him for a whole, 45 to 60 minutes, like a whole album, just back to back songs. There's nothing wrong with him. It's just that for me, it's like, it's kind of like with Nicki Minaj when she does it. I can't do this all day. I mean, I can only take so much. Nothing wrong with it. Maybe it's awesome. I don't know, but I can't do it.
So what are you looking forward to, Dev, from this album? Why are you
looking forward to it? I'm looking for a switch in not so much style, but sound. You know, just like how J. Cole, we expected to hear it's a good thing, J. Cole. But then he flipped it around on us and then, came like, whoa, I hear a little this and that. I hear a little that. So I'm expecting, don't give us the same thing, Drake. Don't give us the same, like Landon said, funny. I don't want to hear your voice for 45 minutes and just be like, man, like, you literally sometimes have to throw his songs in rotation on a mixtape with other songs because you just can't go through each song. Like, can we go through this album without getting tired of your voice? Like, take us somewhere. Don't put us to sleep.
You know, I think you just use a good word when you say, or a good sentence, take us somewhere. I don't feel...
You don't feel taken?
Yeah.
You want Drake to take you in his arms?
I don't think he's trying to make it for you, brother.
Yeah, I don't want that view of the six. No. But, I just feel like, when you were talking about, we were having a conversation about Scarface one day, and if I put on a Scarface album, no matter where I am, wherever he's talking about, I'm there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he's telling a story, if he's like, they shot my window, like, I'm like, ooh, duck, get that. Right. I'm really there. I you know what it is? I don't believe Drake. I think that's what it is. I just don't believe him. Whatever he's talking about, I don't believe him.
Half the songs are about heartbreak. You don't believe he's heartbroken?
I don't believe I care.
Would you accept him painting a picture of situations that might have happened to people, but not necessarily him?
I would accept him. I think just him going, in the Big Daddy Kane style of just taking a beat, getting on it, and giving me whatever you have lyrically. Like when he was, I think the song on the Six God was How About Now?
Yeah.
Oh man, like just go in. Like that song, he just went in, he got a beat, it was nice, and he just went in. I can do that, Drake. But when you want me to listen to you, and I think that's what you're saying, Landon, about, this is a heartbreak song. Check this out. She took my man. I don't want to hear this. We're not friends, dude. We're not homies. Like, I don't want to hear it. It's just, I don't want to hear that. And he does it a lot. And then he gives you a snippet of the, I'm a real MC. Check this out. I just bodied this beat. But then my heart got broke when I was walking away from the studio. What?
When I was walking away from the studio.
Yeah, I mean, so to me, Drake, he makes really good songs, and I've always said this. I think Drake is extremely talented. Anybody that says he's not is, you're a pure hater.
Yeah.
But I think he does at times limit himself, but I mean, it's with the purpose to make some dollars. Which
I was gonna say.
I don't think he's all like Devin said. He's all over the place. You're singing, you're rapping, you're tap dancing, you're giving me spoken word, and you hate MCs. I'm the greatest. Like, what? Which one is it, dude? Like, Big Daddy Kane wasn't confused. Like, he was like, pick your lane and stay in it. And I think he feels like, no, I shouldn't be cornered. I can sing. You know, I want to. And the thing, like, when he did the ESPYs, I loved it. Like, he was hilarious. Like, yeah, he was he's a funny dude. He's charismatic. Man, this dude is cool. But then you start rapping. I'm like, man, listen. If my son can rap your song and sound like you when he raps it, that's not a good look. Something's not right there.
But I will give Dev this. He mentioned in our producer podcast, and he's been consistent, that in addition to one of the things he appreciates about Drake is just the production of the music, right?
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, and he makes bangers. We can't front on that.
He does. Like I said, it's never the music. I never have a problem with his music. I don't always have a problem with his song selection. I feel like there's albums where I don't know. If you ask me, well, you just listened to the Drake album. What was it? What was it about? I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if his heart was broken, and right, his heart and was broken, but then he started cussing, and then he
started, and that's what I was saying.
Then he told me, like, drink up, get high, all I want to do is smoke. I don't know. He's all over the place. Like, I don't know.
This is true.
I don't know if he had a straight jacket on while he was rapping. I don't know what's going on.
So more like from beginning to end, tell us something, instead of having a mixtape album where it's just a bunch of random songs, one for the ladies, one for the fellas, one for the club, one for the streets, one for the...
That's it. That's why, like, what is this thing? And like when Kanye made his album called College Dropout, like, every song was relevant to a situation that I get it. Even when he was talking about, you know, his grandma, like, I get all of it. Okay, it's great. Thank you for the story.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Playalistic, I get it. This is all music I can play in my Cadillac and smoke if I chose to. I don't smoke. I'm saying if that was what you chose to do. I get it. Drake's album is like, what? What just happened? Like, it's the definition of, was I there? Did I see that? You know, by Kevin Hart. Like, was I there? Did I see this? Like, I don't know.
Well, so we know Dev is getting views from the six.
He's gonna get
Hold on.
Well, okay, all right.
He's looking forward to
views from the six
to see how he will create this album.
Okay, I got you.
I was waiting outside.
I'm not trying to spend your money. My bad. I'm not trying to get in your pockets.
But he's telling you you're getting views, not a view from the six. You would mean you're in one condo or one window. Views, you're gonna be in my car, you're gonna be outside, taking out the trash.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's about to tell us how hard it is in the six.
And I hope to find out, because I've never been there. So, like, man, it's rough out there in the six. Like, the
bar mitzvahs and everything from the six. I don't know.
It just might.
Well, all right, so Mylan, what you looking forward to? Just give us one. We'll probably just do like a round robin. But who you looking for? At least one of them, 2015, slated to drop.
Honestly, it's not the only album, but one of the albums I'm looking forward to is Pusha T.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Again, Pusha T, Raekwon, you know you're going to get cocaine and triple beam scales. It's gonna happen, you know. That's what they talk about. Young Jeezy, you know where he's taking you, to the drug house, to his auntie's house, where you keep it at. That's what you're gonna get with Young Jeezy. It's gonna happen. So I'm never confused when I listen to their music. I like Pusha T. I think he's a dope MC. I'm just interested to what part of cocaine is he going to take me to this week?
Pusha T, man. That dude makes coke rap sound amazing. Like, he makes it cool. You're not supposed to. Most coke dealers try to make it sound like a struggle. He makes it sound like this is where you supposed to be right now. A terrible role model, but he can rap about cocaine.
But what I love about Pusha T is his style, his flow, and even his voice. Just like, it's not grit all the way, but then it's not, I don't know, it's just, I don't know if it's because of where he's from, but just that every track he owns, when you hear his voice, you're like, oh, let's go, let's go.
He has a style all his own. And I mean, and I joke a little bit, because if you listen to his last album, I mean, there was still some really dope introspective tracks in there. Like, he does a good job, I think, of balancing. It goes over people's heads because he is a D-boy at heart, so he stunts on you a lot. But yeah, I mean, he'll throw it in, especially solo, without no malice. Now, his brother, I think he has to kind of fill that void and be a little more introspective than he used to. But man, he's one of those dudes that's underrated to me. Cat just don't know where
he's at. I wonder what type of production he gonna use on that too. Like, if he gonna go with somebody new, or if he's still gonna use Kanye.
He probably gonna, at least on some tracks.
Most definitely he will, but good music.
I mean, I would.
I'm just interested in, like, who would they bring in. Of course, Kanye gonna have some influence. But,
well, again, you're using a 1999, or, you know, even pre-99 mentality with who they gonna bring in, because I talked about that on with Tupac's All Eyes on Me album. He was on death row. Dr. Dre was still the dude who makes beats, but several people produced albums on, produced tracks on that album.
Yeah.
And that's not really how it goes down today. It's like, you know, who just came out with a T.I.? Like, Pharrell did every track except for maybe like two. Mm. I'm like, man, come on, dude. Like, I don't have a problem with that when the producer has the gift of giving me different sounds. But Kanye can do it. Well, let me rephrase that. College Dropout Kanye can do it. I don't know if today's Kanye can do it. I think today's Kanye would... I don't even know how that would sound with the Pusha T that I'm looking for.
But I even think, I mean, from a producer's perspective, Kanye goes to other people for different type of sounds, too.
He does.
So it might get some versatility, just because his crazy mind probably want to have some new type of sound, like he did on Yeezus. So, did Yeezus all sound the same to you?
Don't ask him.
Right?
let me explain something to you. I allowed that sound to touch my inner ear one time from beginning to end. I promise you, I listened to the first 15 seconds, maybe, of every song. And then I called Landon and thanked him for allowing me to stream it. Because the anger and festivity that I would have held deep within my soul for Kanye West, if I would have purchased that album, I would still be angry today. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I'd be somewhere angry that I bought that CD. Even if I took it back and got my money back, I would still be angry that I stood in line and made a purchase and had to come back and get a refund. That was the worst thing that ever happened in my life. To answer your question, I don't know what it sounded like. I don't remember on purpose.
Well, I will say, going back to Pusha, I mean, My Name Is My Name, his first album, he had a lot of different producers on there. Like you said, like, I think Kanye reached out to a lot of folks. And, yo, that production on that album was amazing. I mean, like, he said it, like, he wanted to put his album up against anybody's just sonically. And, like, it's hard, man. Like, he did everything. And, of course, like, Pharrell was on My Name Is My Name. He'll probably be on
King Push. That's what I was thinking.
That's going to happen. I think Pusha likes to reach out to other producers as well. And Kanye is always collaborating with other producers. So, although something like Yeezus might not be the best for at least some ears.
I mean, but on like those you know, those good music turn up songs. Pusha T voice sounded good though. Like on but when they put the spin,
he's an artist. He's gonna whatever you give him, he's going. I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying in a similar fashion, in a Jay-Z like fashion, like whatever beat you, if you throw on, I feel like Jay-Z could rap the entire Chronic album, and you'd be like, dude, that was a dope album, because Jay-Z is like he's an artist, so he listened to the music. All right, that's what you want. I give you this laid back flow. You want fast? That's what he does.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, I think we are all a little interested, at least, in Pusha then. Just coke rap, man.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't think of the song, but there's a song, one of my favorite songs. I think it was actually on the Clips album and not one of his solo albums, where he's talking about how ashamed he felt for selling drugs to people.
Yeah.
That, knowing that that's somebody's mom. And he talked about it in the song, and I was like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody admit to, hey man, I feel ashamed when I had to do it, but I did it anyway.
I don't know. I'm sure they both have, because like I said, I think they both do pretty well about throwing that in there. But I know, once again, No Malice, formerly Malice, on Lord Willing. My favorite verse from him was on that album where he was talking about just that. It was on the track featuring The Lox, and that dude's verse was amazing. But it was exactly what you're talking about, like just the what was the line?
I'm not you.
Yes, exactly. And that verse, at least Malice's verse. I mean, both verses were dope, but Malice's verse was like insane. But it's because they gave you that. We were really out here, but it's not what you want to be doing. And they made it sound good at the same time. So, and I like that Pusha owns it. Like,
yeah, he really,
like, there's a lot of folks who, you know, they'll be all about certain music, and then they try to get real different in an interview or something like that. Like, Pusha's like, you know what you're getting from me. Either listen or don't, but I'm bringing them bars, and that's what it is. So I appreciate about that about him as well. I'm gonna say this, man. One album that I don't know if I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, really interested in it though. Is this new Lupe album that's supposed to drop? I can't even pronounce it. I'm going to try Tetsuo and Youth. I'm not sure exactly what that means or what that is. I have to do a little more research on it. But Lupe is one of those guys. He will talk crazy, go on the most wild rants. But when it comes to music, at least to me, like, dude handles his business. I mean, it kind of sucks, the stuff that he's going through with his label, and I think that holds him back a little bit.
Worst, yeah, story, but ever.
I'm still just interested to see where he's going to take it on this one, especially since he's been in the news a lot lately.
Right. Is he done? Is he done with that other label?
No. At the label?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole Prince, Outkast, I'm going to make an album because I'm under contract. Is he done with that and now he's free and this album is the first one of freedom, or is he owes them one or two more albums and this is good? Because I feel like the last album was a clear indication that I'm just doing what I've been asked.
I think he still owes them tracks, but he had Lasers, which was subpar by Lupe standards, which I think is the album you're talking about. But then Food and Liquor,
the one that had no cover, the black, it was
the Food and Liquor too. That one was dope to me. Lasers was the one that was like,
yeah, Lasers was subpar. Well, I mean, Lasers,
and that was the one he kind of threw away.
What was the one before?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said was
Lasers, and the one before it. Lyrically, Lupe never, ever, ever disappoints. Lyrically, never, ever disappoints. Lyrically. just his music would be like, what is this foolishness?
yeah. And that's the label, man. Lights,
whatever it was, I was like, what? I was like, no, what? No, stop.
He just seemed out of his element.
Yeah,
he gets caught up by the label, unfortunately.
Done with this label or whatever they got their issues with. If you're done beefing, then I'm ready to go. But if you still caught into your emotions with this well, call me when y'all finish fighting.
Well, see, I thought with Food and Liquor too, I was actually pleasantly surprised because that was the one it had Around My Way with the Pete Rock sample. It had what else was on there? It had Be Bad, Lamborghini Angels. It was a lot of stuff that was like,
I mean, but
see, it wasn't very commercial at all, with the exception of maybe one or two tracks. But given what Lasers was, I thought Food and Liquor 2 was actually really good.
No, you're right. I'm now that you're when you start giving out the tracks, I was like, okay, yeah, that was on that album. I didn't even realize it was on. Yeah, because Be Bad and Lamborghini went like those. Yeah, he was killing it on those tracks, but it was just a matter of again, for me, I felt like the production, I couldn't tell, like, are you free or are you still want to let, you know, you're still trying to keep your fans, because it was a lot of, you know, on his website, releasing an album, it's coming, countdown and all this stuff, so it was still a little bit of a connection with the fans, but at the same time, like you said, it felt like, I don't know if you're fully back.
Yeah. What you feeling about Dev?
About Lupe?
Yeah.
I'm, like Milan said, interested to see if this is going to be his Freedom album. Like, basically, as an artist, are you going to be able to paint your picture or use your own canvas? Or is it going to be, you know, stitched? Mm-hmm. And you got to just throw paint where the cookie cutter is, you know what I mean? So I'm interested to see. It's coming out January 20th based on this site right here. So, yeah, we should be checking that out real soon.
I'm with it, man.
We ready for that one.
I'm just interested to see what he does. But hopefully, Lupe, man, keep your head up. Yeah. I know you've been in the news a lot with the Twitter stuff and the Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks and somebody else. Kid Cudi, all that. But yeah. Keep your head up, homie, and just keep making some good rap music. Dev, you got another one, man, that you interested in?
I mean, you mentioned Kid Cudi. He's supposed to be coming out with Man on the Moon 3.
Is this the third one?
That's what I was saying.
I lost it after one. I lost it.
But I felt like he went through a similar phase. So let's see if this one, if the tables turn with Man. Because I ain't going to lie, I was bumping in that first Man on the Moon. In college,
that first like one was dope.
Yeah, it got me through some math classes, dude. I just had to get like some meditation going with his music.
I feel like Kid Cudi and what's the dude from The Community?
Donald Glover. What's his name? Childish Gambino.
You know, yeah.
I feel like they should just start a group because they're both.
They are.
They're a good weird.
Yeah,
right.
They're both talented. But again, it's one of those. They're like the public enemy conversation we've had. Like, I'm all for it. Be free. Be unique. Mm-hmm. Do something out of the box. I just can't press play on that and just drive down the street and be like, man, I'm bumping that Kid Cudi, son.
But some songs you can though.
I mean, on his last age, maybe. On one of his mixtapes, there was like two songs that I was like, man, when it would come on random, I'd be like, oh, cool, I got one of the good ones. This is great, and I could indeed, you know, bump that while in the car. But it's just Kid Cudi and Childish Gambino. They just don't make songs like, oh yeah, throw that Gambino on. Like I just, it's more like you said, sitting in the college dorm. Listening to mute, like you just chilling. Right,
yeah.
Got the Xbox on. What's that? That's that Gambino. Okay. You know, you just.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Just you're not riding out compared to it. You're not riding out to it.
Yeah, I think that's why I like the first one, was because that came out. It was like my junior year of college. And it was just cool, like, being in the dorm. It was different. That day and night was, like, that beat was hard. Like,
a lot of these.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
In my dreams.
In my dream. And I don't know why. So, this is something I have... I don't smoke. I don't smoke at all. But for whatever reason, artists put their hearts and souls into weed songs, and they come out amazing. Yeah, like, Kid Cudi did the same meditation, thing. Man. Like, that up, up, and away, like, I was strolling the college campus, like, just in the zone off that. Like,
I can't remember. Like, am I high? Like,
it's, just, it's weird. It's the weirdest thing. DJ Quick got another one. But anyway, it's so... But I lost interest in Kid Cudi after the first one. And so I hadn't really followed him. Something
happened to him, I felt like.
I think it did. I think he was, like, on drugs for a minute or something. Like, I'm not trying to throw shots at him, but I think he really was dealing with, like... Like a drug issue or something like that. And so, I mean, but, I'm glad he's still out there. And I think he split from Good Music, right?
Yeah, he
did his own thing. So,
and the thing about Kid Cudi is, like, he that type of person where, like, you hear him on a feature, you like, man, make something. Because you'll hear him doing his little, you know, rants on the feature. You like, yo, can I just get an album with that on it? Like, I think... I'll bring up Yeezus again. It was a track where he was singing on it, and I was like, yo, just I literally replayed the part where he started singing to where he stopped and put that mug on repeat. Like, I chopped that part out and made, like, just had that as a song. Like, just Kid Cudi's part.
Are you going to make a and beat a lot out of people, of it, though?
Nah, nah. I was just saying, just to listen to it. Y'all don't want me to do this.
Man, come on, man. You need to get some hot fire off of Kid Cudi.
You get paid out here in these streets, son. We're trying to put you out there.
I'm going
to
be paying him. You know, he...
Sometimes you got to spend money to make money, man.
And that time will come.
Milo, one more for us, and then I'll throw one more out there before we wrap up. You got another one, 2015?
I'm going to be defiant and give two more in concert.
All good.
All good. Kendrick Lamar and The Lox. I realize I'm not a Styles P fan by himself. But Styles, I'm not even a Looch fan by himself. But The Lox, when they get together, I can listen to that. You're talking about, like, from beginning to end, I can play, especially because it's always going to be The Lox featuring, you know, somebody. So I can definitely go with those three cats taking a verse at a time. But I need them to get back to Money, Power, Respect type of that straight gully.
I mean, it's called We Are the Streets,
yeah, we got
too.
The shiny suit. Like... Don't let the shiny suit fool you. I'm not really a part of that shiny suit. yeah, that Money, Power, Respect, like, when that song comes on, like, oh my god.
And DMX verse on there?
Oh, oh my god. It's just, I mean, yeah, it's just, that's what, I need that. I know that's asking a lot, but I need them to get back to the We Are the Best MCs in the world type of stuff. And of course, Kendrick is, I mean, it's self-explanatory. It's just, interested to see what his sophomore album is going to look like. Yeah. And what he's deciding to give us. Yes. I feel like he's always been an artist. I feel like his music has always been about him, and not in a selfish manner, but just an expression of him, and he's stuck to it. So, love to see it, love to hear it, and would definitely be standing in line to you know, like, go old school Landon. Not download it. Go stand in line. Copy.
Yeah, I still make them record trips. But yeah, I mean, by the way, speaking of The Lox, I don't know when, but because I don't know if I'm assuming it's slated for this year, so I'm gonna throw one more in addition to what I was gonna say, and I hope that Top 5 Dead or Alive by Jada Kiss drops, man, because I've been. He's been talking about this for years now, and I feel like
I've been okay with him not dropping it because Heavyweight Champ mixtapes have been ridiculous.
I agree, but
so I'm like, hey,
but that title
in between time, then go ahead.
That title though, Top 5 Dead or Alive. You gotta bring it. And like, it's not that Jadakiss can't. We know he can. And like, if there's anybody that should be bold enough to do a album like that, it should be Jada. But he also on his albums gets caught up in that I want Mariah Carey on the hook. I want like we don't want to hear that, Jada. Like, yo, your top five that are alive, come with it.
I think it's very difficult for, and I mean for Nas, you know, I would love to hear what Devin thinks about this, especially around production. You know, whether it's Nas, it's Jay-Z, it's Jada, Kendrick. I think you have to be in a certain, and this is not about throwing shade, this is just keeping it 100. You have to be in a certain tax bracket to not care if people buy you out. Like Eminem does not care.
Right.
I don't need you to buy it. Like, I am paid, and I don't need, I mean, he can point to a particular group and say, I don't need you to buy it, because when I do drop it, it's going to go platinum because they'll buy it.
Right.
So, I don't care what I put out. Like, Eminem is never going to not make money off of an album he puts out. He's a white rapper who can rap really well. White people are going to definitely buy it, and then
just to represent.
Just because, like, yo, we got one, son. We out here winning. And then there'll be actual hip-hop fans that'll be like, yo, you got to get that new Eminem. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
So Jada can't really drop like a 100% gully. Just, you know, he's like the old-school BET Freestyle Friday in the booth type of like, yo, yo.
Yeah.
And then just go like
that. Go.
Oh my God, what did he just say? Like that, son? What did he just say? I think he called someone out. What did he?
Right.
That's Jada, but he can't do that for 9 songs. No one's going to buy that. Like, I'll buy it, but it's not going to be get played on 106.1.
I know. So, I get it. That's just not his lane, though.
Yeah.
It's just not.
But he's got to eat, though.
I know, but he's eating. Like, on a low. People don't really know, but Lox has their business and their money together. Like, they got car washes. They got, like, he's very business savvy. I think all of them are. Like, they're very business savvy. So, but at the same time, I'm sure that music, hip hop, platinum, record selling money is really nice. So he's still chasing that. He's one of those guys that is critically acclaimed, but doesn't have that album that can stand alone.
Yeah, if he's got, I mean, he's got the type, man. I'm counting his money, yeah, you know, but he's got the type of money that when the bill comes, you put the card down, but you still look at the check. You know, like Jay-Z don't know how much food costs. Like, he don't, like, I don't know. I don't know. I just put the black card down and walked away. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Beyonce, how much does, like, steak cost? Like, have you ever, like, I don't know. How much does a Bentley cost? I don't know. I just said I wanted a black one. I don't know how much they cost. It's a different
thing. Right.
I got money in my account. Whoa. No, I had 2 sodas. You had me down for 3. I mean, yeah, take that off. Yeah. Refills are free, sir.
So basically, what you're saying is he still blames mistake on pride when really it's just he watching his money while Jay-Z won't ever pick a beef because it doesn't matter anymore.
That's pretty much it. Like, for what? There's no need for beef. You know, hey. I. You know what? I'm not in the top 5. You're right.
I don't know. All I know is Jada still got more money than me. So,
right.
Hey, let me franchise a car wash or something, Jada.
There is one more, though. Remember I said for the wrap-up that I'm looking for some new artists, or not particularly new, but trying to break that barrier?
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper and the Social Experiment with Surf.
Man.
I'm just waiting to see how that's going to come out. This could be his moment. You know,
he's one of them dudes, man. Like, I think there are certain artists who I really love to hear freestyle, but I just don't know if I can listen to an album. Like, and I think he falls in that category for me. Like, because even acid rap,
It was a few songs.
I couldn't sit with it the whole way through. But then I see this dude freestyle, and I'm like, yeah, he's nice. Like, so that's where he sits with me. So I'll probably look for what he does and what he drops. Or, like, on features. He's another one, like, on mm-hmm. features. Like, yeah, he does his thing. And yeah, I'm like, yo, this dude is amazing. But I just can't sit with him all the way through.
Yeah. Soon as he said it, that's exactly. Soon as he said Chance, I'm like, yeah, that's. yeah. That's
but Dev likes those dudes. Moment,
huh? I said, but if there was any moment to just, you know, surprise some people.
Yeah, no, it'll be now. You like those dudes that are very eclectic. Like, they just have really weird, different sounds. Something
different, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. And I appreciate it. Like, Kid Cudi, Chance.
I think, you just said it. You just hit the nail on the head. I appreciate it. It's just when you say, like, I was riding in the car feeling really good listening to J. Cole. Like, man, I like this album, man. Right. Like, that's a dope song, man. I liked it. Like, I would Chance the Rapper, I'd be like, oh, I forgot it was even. I wasn't even listening. I mean, it was on. I'm sorry. Rewind that track. I want to hear it. No, I want to hear it. Rewind. No.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, that's who he is. But like I said, I definitely appreciate him for that, man.
We need people like Dev in the world to keep the young cats in the
business. I got to, man.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm here for. That's what they paid me for. No, I know y'all heard Paul Pierce say that.
No, I did not. I just thought, but I did see KG.
My goodness.
Dwight Howard last night.
hey, Dwight Howard got his little shot in, though. Right. I was actually surprised. He grew some hair on his chest.
He got his shot in once the ref stepped in. He was like, exactly. What? Ref is here?
Yeah. Bam! Hey, but KG looked like he really was about to go off after that. Like, he had his moment.
KG is another one of those who be wolfing, though.
What he said when I read his lips. I'm a professional lip reader.
Right.
I was rolling. I was like, what? Wow. You just said that.
Yeah, no, he was for real. He was ready to fight. But anyway, okay, so I'm going to throw one more in because we got to wrap up soon. People got stuff to do. We still got lives, people. But
paying bills, people.
We out here. We gotta pay bills.
Food to eat, people.
Got a wife. All right, we gotta make it happen. But one more, yo. Run the Jewels has been on a tear, and they already are scheduled for Run the Jewels 3.
Oh my goodness!
So you talking about something
that it got? I mean, in some people's some people's minds, that was the album of 2014.
And you know what? It was close for me. Because they are, so for me, they're kind of like the best of both worlds. So, like, the sound is really different, which is something, like, Devin likes. Mm. But it's still aggressive, and Killer Mike is just, like, he literally kills Mike.
No love songs.
Like, no. He attacks a microphone. And so, that's what I love about, the beats are hard. Like, LP does his thing. And he's actually a pretty good rapper, like, for... There's not a lot of producers who just kind of show up like, oh, you rap, and then hold their own, especially with Killer Mike, like, but he does. So I'm looking forward to number 3. 1 and 2 were already amazing, to me at least. So I'm looking forward to number 3. I don't know about either one of y'all.
I still gotta go back and listen.
I like Killer Mike, man. We were doing reviewed his album on Twitter. And he still holds the record for artist participation, man. He was retweeting and responding. He even invited us to his barbershop. He said, we can host this podcast.
Definitely did.
At his barbershop in Atlanta. He's like, man, come through. Let me know when you're coming. And, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like our idea. He was like, nah, man, y'all should come through in Atlanta. Like, let's do it. Like, he's a cool dude. Yeah. So, definite shout-outs to Killer Mike. I mean, whenever you can connect with people, like, you have a... That story, that piece, like, man, that climber, that dude was, we was going back and forth on Twitter. That's a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But besides being a dope MC and a cool cat, he's a cool cat,
not a young cat. There's only one young cat.
For a few more days, you know.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think Yeah, and shout out to The Listening, by the way. That's where we were reviewing the song on Twitter Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and Hip Hop Edge.
Does it sound like a shout out?
You know, they family, you know what I mean?
They're family.
Hip Hop Edge, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Shout out to them. But yeah, man, Killer Mike is that dude, and he's like, I see this cat on CNN giving interviews about Ferguson and, you know, just all of the current events that's happening. And I even respect the fact that a lot of people try to code switch. This dude just knows how to articulate himself without like switching it, like, mm-hmm. Oh, that don't look like the Killer Mike that I listen to on the mm-hmm. record. Like, no, it's still the same one, still super unapologetic. But he can speak so that white people can actually at least process what he's saying. Like, it's a real art that he has. So, So I really appreciate that dude for that.
That's when you got a true artist right there.
Yeah. Sir. Yeah, he's coming to his own. So, all right, people. I think that'll wrap it up for this episode. Make sure that you subscribe on iTunes. We also have a new fan book page. So just look for Hip Hop Roundtable Podcast.
We'll put it in the description.
Yeah, just you'll see everything on there, all of the episodes. We're also going to start posting like just some current events, just get some more conversation and dialogue going. So make sure you go there, like it, and just share this with people. And then on the Facebook page, let's have conversations. Let's keep talking, have some dialogue. That's what this is all about. So, anything else, gentlemen, before we hop off?
Be safe. Go out there and support that real hip hop, man. I mean, prove me wrong. I say on the daily, it's dead. Make me have to eat my words. That's what I hope, that one day I can say, you know what? Maybe I was wrong.
We will have that argument again, by the way, folks. But prove them wrong in the meantime.
Indeed.
And yeah, let's just have a good year, full of music, full of different sounds, and hopefully good reviews when we come up to these albums. So,
hey, Hip Hop Roundtable will review some albums, and we will we're gonna keep it real on that tip. So, all right, y'all, we'll holler at y'all in the next one. Everybody have a good week. Peace.
Peace.